时间。
It's time for scripture reading.
今天经文是诗篇七十三篇二十一到二十四节。
The scripture for today is in Psalm 73 verses 21 to 24.
请弟兄姊妹打开你自己的圣经。
May you please open your Bible.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73, 21
节到24节。
21 to 24.
由我来读。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。下面是正道的时间。
And it's time for the sermon.
今天信息的题目是当基督信仰似乎无效时。
The title for the message today is When Christianity Didn't Seem to Work.
把时间交给艾保罗牧师。
Paul,What if Christianity doesn't work?
Hey, 保罗，如果基督教不管用的话，怎么办呢？
It was Mrs. Smith asking me that question.
那是史密斯太太问我这个问题。
She's my high school teacher while I was a student at Central Christian High School.
我在基督教中学的时候，就是我的高中老师，他问我这个问题。
And she was struggling with a bad marriage.
她在她的婚姻中挣扎。
The question surprised me for two different reasons.
所以这个问题让我惊讶的有两个原因。
First of all, I was surprised that she would ask me that question.
所以一开始我很惊讶为什么她会问我这个问题呢？
I mean, after all, she was the teacher and I was merely a high school student.
那时候她是老师，我只是一个高中生。
But second, I didn't think that good Christians would even consider it possible that Christianity did not work.
第二呢，我也不觉得一个好的基督徒会曾经想过说基督教会不管用。
So I answered the question by stuttering and finally saying, "Well, don't worry, Christianity always works."
所以我就结结巴巴的回答他说，不用担心，这个基督教它一定会管用的。
But since that conversation that I had over 35 years ago, I've bumped into a lot of Christians that struggle with a similar question.
所以在那三十五年前我被问了这个问题以后，我发现很多我也时常遇到基督徒问我这样的问题。
They may not have worded the question exactly as straightforward as Mrs. Smith did, but you could tell that they were really struggling with that issue.
他们可能没有像史密斯太太问的这么明确，但是你可以感觉他们确实在纠结这样的问题。
They struggled with that question because they felt like Christianity was not delivering all that it had promised that it would.
他们纠结的原因可能是因为他们觉得这个基督教信仰并没有带给他们所这个信仰所应许的事情。
They felt like they were not getting all the blessings that Christians should.
他们认为他们没有得到这个身为基督徒应该有的祝福。
Perhaps it was the young man who was disappointed with the lack of friends that he found in his church.
也许是一个年轻人，他在教会里面，他发现他没有得到他应该有的朋友。
Or perhaps it was the middle-aged woman who never got married because she refused to compromise her standards.
也许是一个已经快要中年的女人，她因为她没有办法降低她的标准，而她一直没有办法找到伴侣。
Or perhaps it was that Christian leader who poured his heart into the ministry but saw little fruit.
也许是一个教会领袖，他为这个教会付出了所有，但是却没有得到果效。
Or perhaps it was the parents who had tried to raise up their child to grow up to love God, and yet she wandered away from the faith.
也许是父母他们全心全力的抚养这个孩子，希望他们可以像神，但是这个孩子却不愿意来到神面前。
These are people that are disappointed with Christianity.
可这些就是对基督教信仰感到失望的人。
These are people who are struggling whether it's worth it to keep the faith.
所以这些人他们开始想，开始纠结说，是不是值得我再继续的有这样的信仰呢？
They are people like you.
所以这也就是像我和你。
And they are people like me.
就像我一样。
Because the vast majority of Christians will someday go through dark times when Christianity just doesn't seem to work.
即使是最好的基督徒也曾经会经历过一些属灵的低谷，像觉得说是不是基督教信仰了不管用了呢？
And so the question we need to ask ourselves is what should we do when Christianity doesn't seem to work?
所以我们要问我们自己的问题呢，就是当基督教似乎不管用的时候，我们应该怎么做？
We can find some valuable insights by taking a look at Psalm chapter 73.
所以我们可以从诗篇73篇来看到一些亮光。
Psalm 73 was written by a man named Asaph.
诗篇73篇是一个叫亚撒的人写的。
Asaph was a great spiritual leader during the reign of King David.
亚撒在大卫王时代是一个很成功的一个精神领袖。
He was the Matthew Redman or the Xiao Min of his day.
他就像是他是一个有名的福音歌手，就像是中国小敏一样。
He was the main worship leader of the whole kingdom of Israel.
他是在以色列时代一个最主要的一个敬拜的领袖。
And he was a successful songwriter.
他也是一个很成功的一个作曲家。
In fact, at least 12 of the 150 psalms in the Bible were written by him.
至少有12篇的诗篇，在这150篇诗篇当中，12篇是他写的。
Bible also says that Asaph was a seer.
圣经上也说亚撒是一个预言家。
That means that Asaph was a prophet who was given a special ability.To see things that God had revealed.
也就是说，亚撒是一个先知，他也有特殊的能力，可以看到上帝的启示。
The Bible also indicates that Asaph was a good dad.
圣经上也说到亚撒是一个很好的爸爸。
In fact, four of his sons followed his footsteps by becoming full-time worship leaders.
他的四个儿子呢，也都跟随他的脚步，成为一个很全时间的一个敬拜领袖。
It's obvious that Asaph was a mature follower of God.
所以很显然，亚撒在那个时候是很成熟的一个基督徒。
And yet Asaph struggled with doubts.
仍然，亚撒他也在他的怀疑当中挣扎。
There was a dark season in his life when he considered just giving up his faith.
所以在他生命当中曾经有一个生命的低谷，让他考虑要放弃自己的信仰。
And yet, Asaph persevered through his doubts, and as a result, he grew stronger in his faith and became an even greater spiritual leader.
而亚撒在他的挣扎当中持守，因此他的信心可以更加的坚固，可以成为一个伟大的一个属灵领袖。
And so one day, Asaph sat down and he wrote down a ballad about his spiritual journey through the struggles that he went through.
所以有一天亚撒他就写了一首关于他的属灵的旅程的一首诗歌。
Now, we don't know what the song sounded like, but we do know the lyrics to that song.
我们不知道这首歌听起来如何，但是我们知道它的歌词。
Because the lyrics are found in Psalm chapter 73.
这个歌词呢，也就是诗篇73篇。
For those of us who struggle about doubts of Christianity, Asaph gives us some hope that if we follow his footsteps, we will be able to walk through our season of darkness with our faith intact, and joy will be found at the end of the tunnel.
所以给我们这些当对基督教信仰失望的人，亚撒也许给我们一些希望，让我们可以走过我们生命当中的低谷，我们在黑暗的尽头就会看见亮光。
So let's take a look at Psalm chapter 73 to read about Asaph's spiritual journey and what he did while he was struggling about whether it was worth to keep his faith in God.
让我们来看一下诗篇73篇。 当他在纠结的时候，他怎样的继续信靠上帝？
I'll start by reading verse 1.
我们来看第一节。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Asaph begins his ballad by stating one of the foundational beliefs that somebody who has to believe to be a genuine follower of God.
亚撒在诗篇一开始就说到一个真正的基督徒所应该有的信仰基础。
Hebrews 11:6 puts it another way. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
就像希伯来书第十一章第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So Asaph believes with his mind that God exists, that God is good, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him.
所以亚撒在心里面清楚知道有神，而且神是好的，而且神也赏赐那些寻求他的人。
But in verses 2 through 12, he expresses that what he knew in his mind didn't align with what he could see with his eyes.
但是在第二节到第十二节，他看到说他所相信的跟他眼睛所看到的似乎不太一样。
So let me read what he writes in verses 2 through 10.
我们来读一下从第二节到第十节。
But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their mind knows no limits. They scoff, speak with malice in their arrogance. They threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth.
Oh, 第二节，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因肥胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话。他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。所以民归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Christians not only struggle with the question, why do the innocent suffer, but they also struggle with the question, why do the wicked prosper?
所以基督徒在这边不只是在纠结说为什么无辜的人要受苦，同时也不明白为什么恶人却可以亨通。
That's the question that Asaph was asking.
这就是亚撒所问的问题。
He saw that the bad guys were proud, prosperous, and popular, and God let them get away with murder.
所以他们看到坏人骄傲且又受欢迎，上帝却让他们逍遥法外。
So he cries out, God, this isn't fair.
所以他喊道说，上帝啊，这是不公平的。
We see the same thing today.
就像我们今天所看到的事情一样。
It seems like some of the cruelest people in the world end up becoming world leaders.
有些世界上最残酷的人，他们却成为了世界上领导人。
Seems like some of the most foul-mouthed singers become successful entertainers.
就像那些满嘴脏话的歌手，却成为很成功的艺人。
Seems like some of the most immoral women get the pick of their guys.
就像一些不安分的女人，她们却可以得到她们想要得到的男人。
And it seems like God lets them get away with murder, and inside we're just thinking like, God, this just isn't fair.
所以上帝却让他们逍遥法外，所以我们心里就觉得这真是不公平。
In contrast, Asaph talks about how God treats him in verses 13 and 14.
所以反过来说，亚撒提到上帝是怎么待他的，在第十三十四节。
Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure, in vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued, I have been punished every morning.
我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
Asaph is saying, the ungodly get away with murder, but if I just mess up slightly, God punishes me for it.
所以亚撒就像是说，这坏人却逍遥法外，但我只要做了一点点小错事情，上帝就惩罚我。
It's not fair.
这真是不公平。
In fact, it doesn't seem like it's worth following God anymore.
就好像不再跟随上帝是不值得的。
Maybe I'll just leave my faith.
所以我应该要放弃我的信仰。
Have you ever struggled with these feelings?
所以你曾经有这样的纠结吗？
Your ungodly friends are enjoying sex outside of marriage, and they're enjoying their freedom.
你的朋友们他们有婚外情，他们在享受他们的自由。
But even if you look at another person with lust, you're just consumed with guilt.
所以你连多看一眼美女或帅哥，你心里都会有罪恶感。
Your ungodly friends get to party all weekend and every weekend, long into the night.
你的朋友们，他们每个周末都在玩乐。
But if you just skip worship service one Sunday, your brothers and sisters are asking, well, "Where were you?"
你只是一个主日没有来教会，你的弟兄姐妹马上就问你说，你到哪里去了？
Your ungodly friends spend their money on all these new gadgets and have the nicest houses and nicest cars.
你的朋友们他们把他们的钱都花在这个最新的电子用品上，还有最好的房子跟车子。
But you get a clear message from God that He wants you to sacrificially give to the church and to the poor. And so you have to live a more simple lifestyle than them.
但你却知道上帝要我们过一个简朴的生活，要奉献给教会。
Those were the kind of feelings that Asaph had, and he got really close to say, "Man, it's just not worth it."
所以这就是亚撒的心情，他几乎要说：“天啊，这真是不值得的。”
I'm just going to walk away from my faith, and I am going to have fun with my ungodly friends.
所以我要离开我的信仰，我要跟我那些不敬虔的朋友们好好的玩。
But he stopped just short of doing that.
但是他却没有这么做。
Instead, he kept his faith. In fact, he did something that caused his faith to grow even stronger.
相反的，他却持守他的信心，而且他能够更加的成长。
So what did he do?
所以他怎么做呢？
How did he survive this crisis of faith and become an even stronger believer?
所以他是怎样去化解这样的危机，而且成为一个更坚定的基督徒？
The answer can be found in verses 15 through 28.
所以答案可以在第15到28节中看到。
These verses show what we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to be working and we feel like just walking away from our faith.
所以这些经文告诉我们，当我们觉得基督教不管用的时候，当我们要放弃信仰的时候，我们应该怎么做？
The first thing that we should do when we're struggling in our faith can be found in verse 15.
所以第一个呢，我们可以在第15节中看到。
If I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children.
我若说我要这样讲，就是以奸诈待你的众子。
The first thing we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is that we should be careful aboutWho we share our doubts with.
当我们在纠结的时候，我们应该做第一件事，就是在与人分享的时候要特别小心。
Asaph could have said, "Since I really feel this way, I'm just going to be totally transparent and just spill out my guts to anybody that comes along the way."
所以亚撒可能会说，既然我有这样的感觉，那我就要诚实的跟所有人分享这样的感觉。
But Asaph realized that there were a lot of people that were looking up to him as a spiritual leader, And if he would have shared these doubts with them, he could have been responsible for causing some of them to wander away from their faith.
亚萨知道他自己是一个精神领袖，如果他这样和人分享他的感受的话，很可能会害他们失去信心就离开神。
And so Asaph was careful not to express his doubts to people who could not handle it.
所以亚萨很小心，他没有把他的心情和那些不能承受的人分享。
We live in a society that says it's just good therapy to be totally transparent and share your feelings with anybody.
所以现在社会鼓励你，你可以完全透明的和别人分享你的感受。
But in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen."
在以弗所书第四章二十九节，使徒保罗说：“污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。”
In other words, when we're considering with whom we should share our doubts, we should ask ourselves, would that person be able to share some wisdom to me to help me overcome my doubts? Or would I do more harm than good by causing them to drift away from God?
所以当我们要与其他人分享我们的挣扎的时候，我们要想想看，这个人他可以帮助我克服这个挣扎，还是他会，我们会害他来远离神呢？
If we determine that we would do more harm than good, we should either remain silent or find somebody wise enough and mature enough to handle your doubts.
如果我们觉得这样做的伤害大过好处的话，那我们可能要想想看，保持沉默或是找其他人分享。
The second thing that we should do when we are struggling in our faith can be found in verse 16.
所以当我们在纠结的时候，我们第二个要做的可以在第十六节看到。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实系为难。
The second thing that we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is that we should realize thatwe should realize that there are good reasons for believing that Christianity works, but we should also realize, as Blaise Pascal once said, the heart has reasons that reason cannot understand.
第二件事情就是呢，尽管我们在理智上我们有充分的理由相信基督教是管用的，但是就像一个哲学家说过，在情感上的需要和理智上的认识有时候是不一样。
You see, the study of apologetics is good.
所以学习护教学是好的。
It can give us a lot of intellectual evidence for the validity of Christianity.
它可以告诉我们关于基督教的一些知识和一些印证。
But if you are going to walk out of your season of darkness, intellectual arguments alone may not be able to do the entire job.Because God may also want to use a mystical experience in your life.
神可能想要让你在生命当中经历一些奇妙的事情。
And that's what happened in verses 16 and 17.
所以在第十六节和第十七节说到，
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.Till I entered the sanctuary of God.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实系为难，等我进了神的圣所。
The third thing that we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is that we should keep on going to the sanctuary.
所以第三件事就是我们应该不断的来到神的面前。
A sanctuary is a place that is set apart for the worship of God.
至圣所就是分别为圣出来敬拜神的地方。
It would have been tempting for Asaph to think, man, I just need to take some time away from the sanctuary so that I can just sort out all my thoughts.
亚萨心里可能想说，我需要花少一点时间在至圣所，因为我需要整理一下我的感受。
But Asaph realized that even though he didn't feel like going to the to the sanctuary when he was struggling with his doubts, that was the time that he most needed to go to the sanctuary.
亚撒心里可能知道他在这个纠结的时候他很不想去至圣所但是这却是他最需要在那里的时候。
When we are struggling with our doubts, it's tempting to drop out of church.
所以当我们觉得很纠结的时候总是会让人很想离开教会。
Or it's tempting just to go to the worship service where we can just be a face in the crowd and not go to any sort of small group where people can ask us those tough questions like, how are you really doing?
所以会让我们很想只去主日崇拜或是你可以躲在人群里面而不去团契或是小组因为在那边大家才会问你说你最近过得怎么样。
But when we are struggling with our doubts, that's the time we most need to be active in our church.
但是在当我们在信仰中挣扎的时候，这才是我们最需要参加教会的时候。
Because it's when we are with the community of believers and when we are focusing on worshiping God that this is the place where God often reveals himself.
当我们身边都是基督徒的时候或是当我们专注在敬拜神的时候这也是神向我们启示他自己的时候。
But we must go to the sanctuary open to listen to what God wants to say to us.
所以我们应该要来到这个至圣所来听神的声音。
Are you avoiding Sunday school or discipleship or some other type of small group because you don't want people to know that you're struggling?
你是不是希望不希望别人知道你在挣扎，所以你就避免到团契或小组
？Fight against that sense of shame or your cynicism and join a group anyway.
所以不要觉得不好意思，你就是不管怎样，就是去加入一个团契吧。
Are things going well for you now?
你现在状况很好吗
？Then make a vow to God that whenever you go through a time of doubt, that you will remain active in your church.
你可以和神约定说，就算你在挣扎的时候，你还是愿意积极的参与教会。
The fourth thing that we should do when we are struggling in our faith can be found in verses 17 through 20.
第四点呢，我们可以在第十七到第二十节说到。
Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies.
思想他们的结局，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的脊梁的荒凉！他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了，怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了，也必照样轻看他们的影像。
Fourth thing that we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is that we should realize that it ain't over until it's over.
所以这第四点呢，我们就要。明白说，在结束之前，一切都还没有结束。
In other words, we should look at things through an eternal perspective.
也就是说，我们应该从永恒的角度来看事情。
It is true that sometimes the ungodly do prosper here on earth, while the godly people suffer.
对，确实呢，有时候恶人在地上享福，但义人却在世上受苦。
But even if the ungodly person lives a life of prosperity in this world, and we have a miserable experience all our lives, the prosperity that he experiences is merely a blip on the radar screen of eternity compared to the joy that we will experience forever in heaven.
即使这个恶人他在世上过了一辈子富足的过了一辈子我们却悲惨了一辈子但是这个地上经历的富足和天上的永恒相比呢却是微不足道的
As Charles Spurgeon once said those who deserve the hottest hell often have the warmest nest here on earth
正如布道家有名的布道家说的这些有最温暖的窝的人他们就应该得到最热的地狱
In other words, don't give up an eternity of joy in heaven for a short period of pleasure on earth and an eternity of terror in hell.
也就是说不要为了在地上短暂的快乐而去放弃在天上永恒的福乐。
Because someday the ungodly will wake up in hell, and the short time of prosperity on earth will only seem like a short, irrational dream.
因为有一天恶人在地狱里醒来，而那在地上短暂的享乐就像一场梦一样。
The fifth and sixth thing that we should do when we are struggling with our faith can be found in the next few verses.
第五和第六点呢，我们可以在第二十一和二十二节当中看到。
Then, I guess it's not on there. Then I understood their final destiny when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered. I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you.
因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
The fifth thing that we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is that we should guard our hearts against bitterness.
所以在第五件在挣扎当中应该做的呢，就是我们要避免我们的心产生苦毒。
It's okay to have doubts because it does sometimes seem like Christianity doesn't work.
这个挣扎和怀疑呢，总是会有的，因为有时候基督教确实看起来像是不管用一样。
But it's not okay to become bitter.
但是不可以让它成为苦毒。
Asaph had allowed bitterness and jealousy to creep into his doubts and poison them.
亚撒让这个苦毒蔓延到他的挣扎里面。
And that was a sin.
那就是罪了。
It grieved God.It needlessly hurt Asaph, and it had the potential to harm his fellow believers.
他让神伤心，他也伤害了亚撒，可能还会伤害跟随亚撒的这些信徒。
As Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many."
就像希伯来书第十二章说，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
When we let bitterness creep into our hearts, we miss out on enjoying God's grace. And so be brutally honest with yourself to see whether bitterness has actually crept into your heart.
所以当苦毒蔓延到我们的生活的时候，我们就错过了去享受神的恩典。所以诚实地面对你自己，看你的挣扎里面是不是带着苦毒。
Which brings us to the sixth thing that we should do when we are struggling with our faith.
我们也看到第六点，当然我们应该做的。
We should confess our sins to God.
我们应该向上帝认我们的罪。
If when we look back at our season of darkness and we see that we have allowed bitterness or envy or cynicism or other sins to creep into our doubts, we should ask God for forgiveness.
当我们回头看我们的低谷，我们看到的是我们允许这个苦毒和嫉妒和其他的罪来进入我们的纠结里面，那我们就应该求上帝的赦免。
The seventh thing we should do when we are struggling in our faith can be found in verses 23 and 24.
第七件事我们可以在第二十三和二十四节当中看到。
Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory.
然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
The seventh thing that we should do when Christianity doesn't seem to work is just to relax in God's grace.
第七件，当我们在挣扎中应该做的，就是在上帝的恩典里面，我们可以放轻松。
In these verses, Asaph was telling God, "Thank you for holding on to me when I had lost my grasp on you."
在这里亚撒对神说谢谢你不停地紧抓着我即使我没有抓住你。
Even though I was acting like a bitter, ignorant fool, you kept on loving me.
即使我像是一个又痛苦又无知的傻瓜你仍然不停地爱我。
You kept on guiding me, and you kept on keeping my eternal security secure.
你一直在引导我，你仍然保守着我的永生。
You see, I believe in the perseverance of the saints.
我相信信徒蒙保守。
If you are truly a believer, your doubts will not disqualify you from going to heaven.
如果你是一个真正的信徒，你的挣扎是不会让你不能进天国的。
Instead, God will keep on holding onto your hand, and He will bring you back into His family.
相反的，神会继续的紧抓住你，他会把你带回神的家中。
This is something that we can rest in and enjoy while we are struggling with our doubts.
当我们在挣扎的时候，我们仍然可以享受他的安息。
The eighth thing that we should do while we're struggling in our faith can be found in verses 25 through 28.
在这第八件事情，我们可以在第二十五到第二十八节看到。
Whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far away from you will perish. You destroy all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge.I will tell of all your deeds.
第二十五节，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。但我亲近神是与我有益的，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我叙述你一切的作为。
The eighth thing that we should do when we're struggling with our faith is to realize that God is enough.
所以第八件事情呢，是我们要认知到我们有神就足够了。
Asaph came to realize that it would just be foolish to trade away his relationship with the Lord for all the pleasures of the world.
亚撒知道，如果为了他世上的享乐而去牺牲和主的关系，那就太不值得了。
And we need to come with that.To that conviction also.
我们应该也要有这样的信念。
We need to realize that God has already done more than we ever deserve by sending His Son to die on the cross so that we could live with Him forever in heaven.
我们要知道神为我们做的已经超越我们所应得的。
God's not obligated to do anything else for us.
神没有义务要为我们做其他更多的事情。
If it is, it's just another act of grace.
那如果他做的那一切都是恩典。
And so even if the ungodly prosper on the earth while we are suffering a lot, it's okay because we have all eternity to spend with God in heaven.
所以即使恶人在地上享乐，我们在受苦，但我们仍然知道在天上有永生。
This message has been primarily targeted to believers.
今天的信息主要是针对基督徒。
But I want to say a few words to those of you who are not Christians yet.
但我也要对当中还不是基督徒的人说几句话。
You may feel like life is comfortable enough and you really don't need God.
你也许会觉得你的生活已经很美好，你不需要神。
But the truth is that you really do need God.
但事实上是你仍然需要他。
You need him here on earth because he wants to hold on to your right hand when things don't make sense, and he wants to protect you from the bad guys.
你在世上需要他，因为他用右手来牵引你，他也保护你免于遇到坏人。
You also need him for heaven because the only way that you can get to heaven is by having a relationship with him.
你也需要他来带你进入天堂，因为你去天堂唯一的途径。
You see, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again to give you eternal life so that you could have a relationship with him forever. If you would like to find out how to have a relationship with God, I encourage you to talk to one of your Christian friendsOr talk to me after the worship service, and we would be glad to talk to you about that.
如果你愿意和神建立关系的话，我鼓励你可以和你的 基督徒朋友交谈，或是可以和我们任何一位牧师来谈一谈。
You know, if you ever doubt that God really cares for you when you are going through suffering,
你有没有
remember the message of the communion?
如果你曾经觉得有纠结，觉得神是否真的没有顾虑到你的感受，那你请你记得这个主餐的信息。
The bread reminds us that the Son of God could have kept a safe distance from us in our suffering.
这个饼就让我们想起神他其实可以不用顾虑到我们的受苦。
But instead, he took on human flesh and he lived in this suffering world.
但是他仍然道成肉身来到这样一个充满苦难的世界上。
And the cup reminds us that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins that had caused him to suffer so much so that we could go to heaven, so that he could rescue us from this world of suffering and take us to a place where there'd be no more suffering.
这杯也代表了神他的血为我们留下，让我们可以洁净，可以进入天堂。
So we may never totally understand why God allows us to suffer.
所以我们永远没有办法完全明白为什么神要让我们受苦。
But we can have peace in our hearts because we know that God cares enough because he suffered with us.
但我们仍然心里可以有平安，因为我们知道神他顾念我们，他也和我们一同受苦。
And he suffered for us.
他也为我们受苦。
And he has enough power to rescue us from our suffering.
他也有足够的能力可以救我们脱离这些苦难。
With that thought in mind, today, while we're waiting for the elements to be served, we will sing the song, It Is Well With My Soul.
那我们在等待主餐准备的同时，我们一起来唱诗歌，我心里得安宁。
And please remember to hold on to your elements until all have been served.
好，请等到。